This is the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Humphrey Bogart.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along. Folks, you ain't heard nothing yet. This is Al Jolson in the old Kraft Music Hall. I guess you all read in the papers the other day that Howard Hughes got his big flying boat up in the air. Of course, he had a little trouble getting it off the water. They found Senator Brewster underneath in a swimming suit trying to hold it down. But nobody better try and hold me down, because I'm going to take off for the Golden Gate. Come on, Lou Bring, let's have it. You are talking of a heaven when you talk of the West. As a sample of a heaven, California's best. I'm getting tired of the ice and snow. My weary brain is crying, westward ho. Train pulls out at 11 for that rose-covered nest. Golden Gate, I'm coming to you. Golden Gate, sing hallelujah. I live in the sun, loving the moon, where every month is June. A little sun-kissed blonde is coming my way, just beyond the Lincoln Highway. Going strong now, won't be long now. Open up that Golden Gate. Mountains and mountains, rivers and fountains, rocks that are aged and worn. Acre after acre of the richest soil, 100 million billion trillion barrels of oil. Mountain and prairie, cattle and dairy, under a heaven of blue. And right at the tail, the end of the trail, thousands of boats sailing through. Golden Gate, I'm coming to you. Golden Gate, sing hallelujah. Going strong now, won't be long now. Open up that Golden Gate. I'm coming to you, Golden Gate. Oscar.
Yeah.
You shouldn't look so depressed after I sing a song like that.
I can't help it, Al. I'm very downhearted.
Why?
I just found out I wasn't included in the list of the 10 best-dressed men.
But, Oscar... Oscar, wait a minute. What reason could they have for leaving you off the list of the well-dressed men?
Because I'm a slob.
Yeah, I know, but besides that... Look...
Probably because I don't like the new men's fashions. They want us to wear trousers 2 inches shorter.
I wear mine that way. Of course. I got pretty ankles.
My tailor already made my trousers 2 inches shorter. I don't know how to overcome it.
Oh, that's easy, Oscar. Just get elevator shoes, and you'll push up farther up in your pants.
Funny, I didn't think of that.
I wish I hadn't.
I had an idea for elevator shoes for tall women who go with short men. They're built-in holes in the ground. It's your turn,
Oscar. I know. Look. Oscar, don't mention women's fashion to me. If they're going around with that new look, they ain't going to get the old look from me, you know that.
What other kind of look can you give? That takes care of... I think all this stuff about fashions is ridiculous. They want a man to have 10 suits.
How many suits have you, Oscar, as if I didn't know?
Well, I have one. But it's really not just a suit.
No?
When I take off the necktie, it becomes pajamas.
I wonder why your pants had footsies in them. Look, Oscar, let's forget about fashion. You do need clothes. You know, playing the piano is wearing out the seat of your pants.
What are you talking about? Singing is wearing out the knees of your pants.
Now, wait a minute. Oscar, the day is past when I sing on my knees.
What's the matter? Can't you get down there anymore?
I can get down there, all right. The trouble comes when I try to get back up.
This fashion thing can go too far. Next thing, they'll be shortening the keyboard on my piano. Tchaikovsky's Fifth will be down to a pint.
Oscar, I'd like to make a request tonight. Would you do me a favor and play a little Gershwin music?
Al, I'm very happy to have you make such a request. And I'm doubly happy when it's Gershwin. This is his second prelude.
November, come the longer evenings when folks drop in to play bridge or stop for a snack after the movies. So keep the refrigerator stocked with Kraft's famous cheese food, Velveeta, to spread or slice for swell toasted sandwiches. Velveeta's a natural for late evening snacks, you know, because it's digestible as milk itself. These days, you really ought to be buying rich golden Velveeta in the 2-pound size, so you'll have plenty for snacks and also to melt for economical meatless main dishes. Remember, smooth melting Velveeta helps supply the protein you expect from a main dish, but the price is low. Tomorrow, get Kraft's famous Velveeta.
To the tables down at Maury's, to the place where Louis dwells. Boom!
Oscar! Oscar, look! Wait a minute. The Wimpenpoop song has just come back. Don't send it away again, will you, please?
But I like the tables down at Maury's.
Yeah? Why?
I often go in there and talk things over with a glass of beer.
Well, why talk things over with a glass of beer?
Two heads are better than one.
Well, Oscar, look, I like those old songs. How about playing something new?
Okay.
That's new.
Al, that was Rachmaninoff's prelude.
I don't know why I didn't know that. I'm well acquainted with the old master.
Personally, no doubt.
Well, I only knew Max Beethoven and Hugo Carmichael.
Al, here's one you ought to know. Here's one you ought to know, Al. You wrote it.
All my love is
for you alone. It will still keep growing when most other loves have flown. And all my love is forever new. It was just created, my dear, to be shared with you. As the years go by, they can only bring just the endless joy of remembering. And our dreams and hopes that were so ideal will all fade as we make them real. I promise this by the stars above, dear, that I'll spend all my life giving you all my love.
And our dreams and hopes that were so ideal will all fail and we make them real.
I promise by the stars above, dear, that I'll spend all my life giving you all my love.
Bravo, bravo. Gee, Al, I like those melancholy songs. They cheer me up.
Oscar, I don't know why you should be such a sad fella.
Well, you should be
sad. After all, you're young, and you're I can see why you're sad.
You don't have to tell me why I'm sad. It's because I'm too tense. I'm all tied up in knots. People don't like to come over and spend the whole evening untying me.
Oscar, look. Untie one hand and noodle or something, will you?
Look for the silver lining whene'er the clouds appear in the sky.
Oscar, wait a minute.
Yeah?
That's enough to look for the silver lining. Maybe next week we'll be able to find it. Who knows?
Say, Al, there's a song I've been wanting you to sing all season. I remember Irving Berlin wrote it especially for you. And it is you, Al.
Let me sing a funny song.
You're right, Oscar. He wrote that for me.
What care I who makes the laws of the nation? Let those who will take care of its rights and wrongs. What care I who cares for the world's affairs, as long as I can sing its popular song. Let me sing a funny song with crazy words that roll along. And if my song can start you laughing, I'm happy. So happy. Let me sing a sad refrain of broken hearts that loved in vain. And if my song can start your crying, I'm happy. Let me prove a low-down blue to lift you out of your seat. If my song and reach your shoes and start you tapping your feet, I'm happy. Let me sing of Dixie's charm, of cotton fields and Mammy's arms. And if my song can make your homesick, I'm happy.
Bogart.
Never mind, Carpenter, never mind. I know my way around
here. Mr. Bogart.
Don't Bogart me, Carpenter. I got to talk to Jolson, and I'm in a hurry. When I get through here, I got to go to a premiere at Grauman's Chinese Theater. I'm putting someone in the cement.
Well, if you're in a hurry, Mr. Bogart, that's Mr. Jolson right there.
Well, hello, Bogey. Say, you know something? Since you married Lauren Bacall, I don't see you around the night spots anymore. What do you do evenings?
Oh, I just sit around whistling. Me too. Al, look, you and I don't whistle so good, you know, so... So why don't we untuck her and catch the fights next Tuesday night? Just you and me.
Oh, geez, I don't know if I can go Tuesday. See, it's awful tough to get sitters, you know.
Sitters?
Yeah.
You don't have a baby. Why should you need a sitter?
Have you seen my wife?
Yeah. How'd you get a young wife like that?
I lied about my age. Bogey, look, you got a young and pretty wife, too. How'd you do it?
I lied about my face.
Bogey, you couldn't lie about your face. The only time it really looked good was in your picture, Dark Passage, when you had it all bandaged up.
Yeah, well, in your picture, they didn't even use your face.
Yeah? But you wait till the sequel to the Jolson story comes out.
Oh, say, I want to talk to you about that, Asa.
Asa?
Yeah. I just want to inform you that I'm going to play Asa Yolson this time.
Humphrey, look, you couldn't play me. You're not the type. First of all, you got to be able to tell a joke.
Well, I told a joke the other night, and I killed the people.
You did?
Yeah, they didn't laugh, so I killed them. And incidentally, Asa, when I play you in the picture, I'll do the singing myself.
Bogey, please, I like to do the singing. After all, how often does a man have a picture made about his life?
Well, normal people, once. You, every year. But just to show you I'm a right guy, I'll let you sing in the picture if you keep your mouth shut.
Now, wait a minute. How can I sing with my mouth shut?
Well, Rudy Valley does it, but...
Oscar, say something nasty to Bogart, will you?
All I can say to you, Humphrey, is...
Hump. Levant, I don't like you.
What did I ever do to you besides hiss at your pictures?
Well, you did plenty. Once I wanted an encyclopedia more than anything else in the world. So I sent a question to Information, Please, and you... What did you do? You answered it.
I couldn't help it. I happen to know how to spell cat.
Levant... I'm going to give you a part in the second Jolson story. You got any picture experience?
I was offered a supporting role in Arch of Triumph, but I turned it down.
And why?
I didn't want to be an Arch supporter.
Hey. And he's the same guy that spelled cat.
What kind of a part do I have?
You're a killer.
How could I kill a man? I'm a pianist.
Yeah, but that's the way you kill him, see? You take the guy and you put him in the piano, see? Play the Greek concerto and thump him to death.
Bogey, please, look, I don't think you're the man to play me. In fact, I couldn't be a tough gangster. You see, I've led a very clean life. That's why at 36, I only look 47.
Jolson, we'll do the picture my way or you'll never be 57. Understand?
I won't be 57.
Not again.
Well, it's pretty clear.
And Levant, how about you? Do you understand?
Yeah, but there's one thing, Humphrey. When I'm thumping that guy to death, could I play Shostakovich's Seventh instead of Grieg? It's much prettier.
There's going to be more blood spilled in this picture than I got.
I got another way to open the picture. The first thing you see is me as Al Jolson robbing a bank.
That wouldn't be any good. No matter what bank Jolson robbed, he'd be taking his own money.
No. No, Oscar, you're wrong. There's a little bank in Schenectady. Schenectady that I don't have a penny in. I don't like to bank any place I can't pronounce.
Humphrey, I've changed my mind again. I'd like to play Cacciatorian Saber Dance when I'm thumping that guy to death. Then in the last scene, I can play an encore by ear. One of his.
Bogey, look. Bogey, look, there's one thing wrong. There's got to be a song that this is going to be a Jolson picture.
You're right, Jolie. And I'm the guy that's going to sing it. Mommy. I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles, my mama.
You know, these days it takes downright genius to feed a family well on a food budget. But Homemakers, here's a three-way help. It's Kraft's nutritious, smooth-melting cheese food, Velveeta. Help number one is the way Velveeta helps you conserve food and make economical, good-eating main dishes. Just melt Velveeta for a smooth cheese sauce that stretches leftover meat, is grand on eggs, fish, seafood, and vegetables. And remember, Velveeta's a protein food, helps supply food values you expect from a main dish. And now, Velveeta's help number two. It's for those snacks. If you buy the 2-pound loaf of this cheese food, you'll have plenty to spread for snacks and for cooking, too. And Velveeta's help number three is with lunchtime sandwiches, plain or toasted. Just slice Velveeta's nutritious goodness thick. And those Velveeta sandwiches make a real main dish at lunchtime. So to conserve food, to save money, to serve swell snacks and sandwiches and main dishes, tomorrow morning, get Velveeta in the economical 2-pound loaf size.
Folks, tonight I've got a song that really comes from a man's heart. The man who wrote this song was a comedian. That is, he told jokes for a living. His name was Jim Thornton. He wrote this song for his wife, Bonnie Thornton. It must have been at least 40 years ago. Jim's song wasn't on the hit parade then, but it is now. And what a thrill Jim Thornton would get if he knew that the whole world was singing his song. When first I saw the love light in your eyes, I dreamed the world had not the joy for me. And even though we drifted far apart, I never dreamed but what I dreamed of you. I love you as I never loved before. Since first I met you on the village green, come to me, am I dreaming of love is all. I love you as I love you.
sweet, when you were sweet.
Humphrey Bogart may soon be seen in the Mark Hellinger production, Knock on Any Door. Tune in again next Thursday for the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson, with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring, and his orchestra and chorus, and our special guest, Victor Moore. This is Ken Carpenter saying goodnight. Stay tuned into this station to hear Jack Carson with Eve Arden and their special guest, Betty Grable, who follow immediately. Also, tune in to Greg Gildersleeve next Wednesday on this network. Remember, next Thursday's guest on Kraft Music Hall will be Victor Moore.
It's no problem to get the family to eat salads when you make them with Kraft French dressing. Kraft is America's most popular French dressing, and no wonder. Kraft French dressing has a smooth come-on flavor, spicy yet mild. It's a real genius blend of fine ingredients, always fresh because it's delivered so frequently to your grocer. Why don't you try Kraft French dressing tomorrow? Or if you like a dressing that's more highly seasoned, ask for Miracle French dressing. Also made by Kraft, it has just a tantalizing touch of onion and garlic. A racy, intriguing flavor you'll love. Try them both soon. Kraft French dressing and Miracle French dressing.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.